所罗门王的华轿。
This afternoon we shall continue on the palanquin of King Solomon.
我们翻开雅歌第三章。
Let's turn to Song of Songs chapter 3.
我们看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
雅歌三章九节。
Song of Songs chapter 3 verse 9.
早上谈到这个华轿的四周啊，就是有勇士。
This morning, we shared about how the surrounding the palanquin of Solomon, there are the valiant men.
从远远的这个烟柱，然后讲到了勇士。那现在要讲到华轿本身。
And there are the smoke of pillar, and then pillar of smoke, and then the valiant man. Now we shall talk about.
这个华轿的主体呢，主要就是用黎巴嫩的木材来制作。
So the main part of the palanquin is made of the wood of Lebanon.
那黎巴嫩的这个木材啊，生长在高山下雪的地方。
And the wood of Lebanon, it's planted or it's grown in on high mountain with snow.
他建造圣殿的时候也一样用黎巴嫩木。
And when the temple was built, it is also using the woods of Lebanon.
这个木材的纹路啊非常的漂亮。
And they have a specific rounds of the wood.
并且它能够发出香气。
And then they can give out fragrance.
是当时候非常高贵的这个建材。
It is a very precious type of material.
所以他把这个华轿呢提升跟圣殿的等级是一样。
So he has elevated this building of the palanquin just as the temple.
那我们就想，这个黎巴嫩木啊，是外国他们所进贡的。
In fact, this woods of the Lebanon is imported.
那就表示了今天这个华轿既然预表教会，就是外邦人也参与这个建华轿的这件事情。
And it is the tribute from the foreign country. So now that the foreigners can also have a part in the building of the temple.
那这个撒迦利亚书他就有预言这件事情。
So Zechariah has already prophesied about this.
我们来看撒迦利亚书第六章。
Let's turn to Zechariah chapter 6.
十五节。
Verse 15.
撒迦利亚书六章十五节。
Zechariah chapter 6 verse 15.
好，请读。
15. Even those from afar shall come and build the temple of the Lord.Then you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you, and this shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God.
撒迦利亚先知在鼓励当时候的百姓要恢复重建圣殿。
And Zechariah is encouraging all the people at the time to rebuild the temple of God.
因为所罗门王的圣殿已经被毁了。
Because at the time, the temple built by Solomon has already been destroyed.
他们从被掳之地能够归回。
And then from the exile land, they can return.
神要他们来重建圣殿。
And God once wanted them to rebuild the temple.
但是他们立好根基，结果就停顿了十五年的时间。
But after they have laid the foundation, they have stopped the work for 15 years.
神就借着哈该跟撒迦利亚两位先知来鼓励他们。
And God through prophet Haggai and Zechariah to encourage them.
这个建造圣殿的工程会有远方的人国外的人来参与。
And the building of the temple would involve people from the country as well as foreigners.
在哈该书的第二章就说神要震动万国，让他们金银财宝能够运过来。
And in Haggai chapter 2, God will move other nations to import or to give tributes of the materials.
那现在这个撒迦利亚书六章的九节开始这段记载就是在讲这件事情。
So in Zechariah chapter 6 verse 9, this is what it's recording.
因为这个当中有三个人从巴比伦回来。
And here there are three people that came back from Babylon.
他们带着一些金银回来。
They have brought some gold and silver.
被掳之地的人他们无法亲自参与这个建殿的工程。
Those who are still in exile, they cannot personally come and be involved in this work.
但是他们的心在耶路撒冷城。
But their heart lies within Jerusalem.
所以他们就奉献了金银。
So they have offered up their gold and silver.
那这些是从巴比伦所取得的。
And these are all coming from Babylon.
所以就带回来使用。
So they have brought back that to be used.
那就表示说，在神的殿里头会有外邦人来参与。
That means to say, even for the temple of God, there would be involvement by the Gentiles.
那这件事情要显明啊，这个殿的荣耀。
And this shall manifest the glory of the temple.
我们来看哈该书的第二章。
Let's refer to Haggai chapter 2.
第六节。
Verse 6.
这个地方神说他要再一次的震动天地。
Haggai 2 verse 6 says, God says, he shall once again shake heaven and earth.
第七节说震动万国。
Verse 7, he said he will shake all nations,
就是感动万国的人,
which is to move people from all nations,
那他们会把珍宝都运过来,
and they shall bring all their gold and silver.
我就使这殿满了荣耀,
and then this temple would be filled with glory.
第八节说, 银子, 金子都是神的。
And verse 8 says, the silver is mine and gold is mine.
这是一件奇妙的事情。
This is something very miraculous.
以色列国已经亡国了。
The nation of Israel has already been destroyed.
这个国家已经不存在了。
The nation itself does not exist anymore.
但是神很奇妙的。
But miraculously,
让万国的珍宝能够来进贡，类似进贡给这个耶路撒冷的建殿。
So God moved all people from all nations to bring all their silver and gold to come to build this temple.
所以这个殿就有荣耀。
Therefore, this temple will be filled with glory.
因为外邦人把金银奉献出来。
Because the gold and silver offered by the foreigners.
不是这些国家臣服于以色列国。
It is not because they are less than the Israel.
反而以色列国是灭亡了。
And in fact, Israel was already been destroyed.
这就是显出神的荣耀来。
This is to manifest the glory of God.
那在旧约时代一般来讲，真的外邦人是不能进入神的殿，何况说参与建造圣殿。
And in the Old Testament, all the foreigners or Gentiles are not allowed to be a part of kingdom of God. Moreover, all the more the building of the temple.
但其实第一圣殿跟现在的第二圣殿都有外邦人来参与。
But then the first and second temple of God, all the foreign nations actually got involved.
黎巴嫩的香柏木。
So the wood from Lebanon.
金银。
Gold and silver.
宝贵的石头。
And the precious stones.
这些国外就把这些东西给送过来。
Those things come from all the way from afar.
那这个就是隐藏一个道理。
This is a hidden teaching.
到新约恩典时代。
So in the New Testament, the grace period.
神的救恩就真的普及到天下。
So salvation of God has come upon all nations.
所以属灵的教会就容纳很多很多国外的人。
Therefore, the spiritual church now can accept all the Gentiles.
他们归在神的名下。
And everyone can come under the name of God.
他们也参与建造属灵的圣殿。
They have also been involved in building up the temple of God.
那他们自己也被建造成为神的殿。
And they themselves will be built as a church of God.
那因此我们就想黎巴嫩的香柏木能够建造这个所罗门王的这个华教。
So now let's think of it that the woods of the Lebanon can be can be used to build the palanquin of Solomon.
那就是一个预表了。
This is a prophecy.
我们来看以弗所书第二章。
A prefigurement.
十九节，二章十九节。
So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19.
十九二十节。
19 to 20.
好，请读。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19. Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. 20. Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
好，我们今天都能够像其他的外邦人进到神的国度里面来。
And today we can actually just like the Gentiles to come into the household of God.
我们自己也被建造。
And we ourselves are being built.
当然我们也参与教会各样圣工的发展。
And we also get involved in all the development of church work.
已经隐藏在所罗门的华教用黎巴嫩木来建造的那个道理。
And this is the hidden teaching or mystery that is related to the palanquin of King Solomon.
所以我们今天应该好好的来建设我们的教会。
So today we shall all the more build the temple of God.
我们也知道这个责任的重大。
And we know that this is a great mission.
每一次当我们谈到真教会的使命的时候。
Then every time that we mention what is the mission of the true Jesus Church,
我们都觉得亏欠很大。
We should feel very falling short of it.
那刚刚叶传道娘她的见证也打动我们的心了。
And the testimony just now by Sister Ye is also touching our hearts.
我们看世界这个神国的田地庄稼很多，但是工人很少。
And if we look at the world right now, there's a lot of land and there's a lot of harvest, but there are not enough workers.
小弟也常常这样想。
And I also think this often.
我们在全球的教会都是人才荒，遇到了人才荒。
And every time we know that the church is lacking of talented workers.
耶稣赐给我们金银财宝很多。
And God has given us a lot of treasures.
但是缺乏人,
but then,
专职的工人。
We're lacking of manpower, the full-time ones.
我们在座的青年要认真考虑一下。
So the youth today should really consider.
我们有志于专职的侍奉。
We need to have the heart to work full-time for God.
我们要预备，耶稣呼召我们就立即的献身。
If God calls upon us, we should immediately register.
我们顾虑太多，我们就却步，我们就无法前进。
And if we have too much consideration, and then we will be fearful, and we cannot go forward.
我们要确定的是，真的走在主的路上。
We have to make sure we are on the path of God.
我们愿意走这条专属的侍奉的路。
So we should be able to understand that we need to be on this full-time path.
现在台湾总会的专职工人有123位传道人。
And the full-time preachers and workers for Taiwan GA currently is 123.
我们的教会大概有255间。
And we have about 255 churches.
我们的祈祷所超过50间。
And we have more than 50 prayer houses.
所以加起来有超过300个点。
So we have more than 300 points.
那123位的传道人，我们都觉得说不够。
So even with 123 preachers, we feel that is still not enough.
小弟觉得这个教会把传道人给拉住了。
And then I feel that the church also is kind of pulling away the preachers.
太倚重专职的传道人。太过依赖。
They rely too much on the full-time preachers.
有时候就会很软弱。
So then it will make it even weaker.
那这些专职工人应该要放到海外，很多地方去开拓，去宣教。
So supposedly all the preachers should be sent away to the pioneering areas to preach.
可是我们发现123个传道人还不够。
So that's why we feel that 123 people, full-time preachers is still not enough.
哦，我们的长老有六十位。
And we have about 60 elders.
我们的执事超过五百位。
And 500 plus deacons.
全台湾的各教会的负责人算起来都超过1200位。
And then all the church council members all over Taiwan is more than 1,200.
我们还要把23名的传道绑住。
And then we are kind of binding all the full-time preachers.
所以有时候我们去想一想这些负责人、这些 长老只是在做什么。
So sometimes I think that we think that what are these church council members or the ministers are doing?
很多时候就是被这个世俗给捆绑。
A lot of times they are being bound by all the material world.
啊，大部分时间是忙于世界，大部分的心思都放在世界的事上。
And all their minds just put onto the secular matters.
啊，有一些是自己软弱。
And some of them are also kind of weak.
他胆怯，不敢承担。
They are fearful and they do not want to bear.
所以必得要把传道给绑住。
So they would have to bind the preachers.
啊，那如果我们没有提升这些站立的话，我们一直困住我们的传道人。
So if we do not break this challenge, then the preachers would be bound.
我们想一想，123个传道，你把它抽出十个，对台湾的教会没什么影响。
So if we would have 10 out of the 123 preachers, it shouldn't be too much of an effect.
可是如果把这十个传道把它放到非洲，放到其他没有传道人的地方，你看帮助多大。
But if you would have put these 10 preachers out to, let's say, Africa, that would be a great help to Africa.
哦，那我们要去认真思考我的生命的意义在哪里啊。
So we need to deeply consider what is the meaning of life here.
如果每一个人在地方教会都能够承担起来。
So if everyone can bear the work of the local churches.
有志的青年也能够这一步踏得出来。
And then all the youth can also take more take forward the step.
我们的专职工人增加了。
And then we shall have more full-time preachers.
很多的专职工人人力可以派在啊真正需要的地方。
And then all these full-time preachers can be assigned and sent to places that really have the need.
我们说我们是唯一得救的教会。
We always say that we are the only saved church.
这不是夸口。
This is not an exaggeration.
这是感恩。
And this is not arrogant, it's just being thankful.
这是我们的信仰认知。
This is the recognition of our faith.
但是我们的责任重大。
And our responsibility is big.
这个责任重大到让我们头抬不起来，我们只能够谦卑。
So, and this responsibility is so great that we can only humble ourselves.
所以这个世界宣道啊，不是口号。
So this world evangelism is not just a slogan.
我们需要更多能够讲英文的传道人。
We do need more English-speaking preachers.
啊，在台湾因为这个语言的环境啊，啊不是那么好。
So in Taiwan, because it's not too great of a place to learn other languages.
哦，所以台湾的传道啊，大部分都是没有办法直接啊用英文来讲道。
So therefore, most preachers from Taiwan cannot preach in English directly.
啊，我们青年可以想想看。
So for the youth, they need to ponder.
耶稣给我们这么好的环境。
The Lord has given you all this good environment.
我们可以用流利的英文来讲道。
You can speak fluently English.
啊，所以这个英文能够踏得出去，是世界共通的语言啊，能够有更多人出来，对宣道福音的工作有很大的帮助。
So we need more English-speaking workers to go out to the world to do more holy work.
啊，有一个年轻人。
There's a youth.
啊，传道勉励他。
The preacher is encouraging him.
要不要多认真的在教会出现
？So to the, that whether he should appear more in church.
啊，你能够来担任教会一些工作。
So that he can take up some responsibility.
啊，他跟传道回答说。
And this is what he said.
我计划好了。
I have already planned.
我40岁以后哈，我再发热心。
He said that I will be fervent after 40 years old.
啊，传道说你现在就可以发热心了。
The preacher told him, "You should be fervent right now."
他说没有没有，我的生涯规划已经好了。
So he said, "No, no, no. I already have my plan."
我现在专注于我的事业。
Right now, I need to focus on my career.
然后四十岁啊，大概收入啊够了，下半辈子不愁了。And, 那个时候我再热心回到教会来。
And then at the age of 40, I would have had accumulated enough wealth, and then by that time, I will come back and be zealous in the church.
我们不一定规划专职来侍奉，但是我们的人生规划呢，应该要把圣工、把主耶稣规划在里面。
So even though we may not always have to do full-time work for church, but then in our life plan, we should include the faith.
他想我四十岁才发热心。
So he thought that after 40 years old, he would become zealous.
但是他可以计划，可是他没有办法掌握他的生命。
Even though he can plan about it, but he cannot control his life.
结果39岁就办丧礼了。
So at the age of 39, there's a funeral for him.
他先等到的不是40岁，是他的丧礼。
So he could not even wait until 40 because the funeral came first.
没有人知道。
Nobody knows.
你的八十岁先到还是你的丧礼先到？
Whether your 80 years old age would come first before your funeral.
他三十九岁就离开了。
So he left the world at 39.
他没有把主耶稣，没有把圣工规划在他的生涯里头。
Because in his life plan, he did not include Jesus or faith.
如果他及时的把握时间，爱耶稣不必等四十岁，现在就可以爱耶稣。
If he would grasp hold of the opportunity and be fervent before that,
你要侍奉，不要等到四十岁，你现在就可以侍奉。
And to just serve, then you can just serve right now. You don't have to wait.
虽然人的脚步是神带领的。
So the steps of every man is guided by God.
但是呢？如果我们没有把主耶稣，没有把教会规划在我们的生涯里头
，If we do not include church or Jesus in our life plan，
我们就是走在主耶稣的外面
，Then we are walking outside of Jesus。
我们就走自己的路了。
We are walking on our own path。
那主耶稣是不是特别看顾你呢
？And whether Jesus would look up over you？
一个没有走在主耶稣路上的人，如何得到主耶稣保守？
If someone is not even walking within Jesus, if Jesus would protect you,
我们真的永远不知道我们先等到的是什么。
So we would not even know what will happen.
但是我们看到了这个黎巴嫩木都可以进贡来成为建造这个华教的时候，我们就知道我们的责任是很重大的。
So when we see that the wood of Lebanon can even be imported to be part of the material to build the temple of God.
我们不知道是不是还有另外一个 COVID-19 会来。
And then we do not know whether there's another COVID-19 that will come.
有不少的人在这一次的病痛中他离开了。
And not a few of people that they already passed away with this.
我们真的要认真的思考一下。
We need to seriously consider.
如果有一个人昨天因为 COVID-19 他走了，他今天剩下多少价值
？So if someone would have left because of COVID-19 yesterday, then what is the value of his life？
可是主耶稣并没有让这样的事情临到我们。
But Jesus did not let or allow this to happen to us。
千万人倒在我们的右边倒在我们的旁边，可是我们并没有倒。
And thousands of people fell.From on our left and right side, but we have not.
那主耶稣留给我们生命。
So, Lord Jesus have allowed us to live.
我们要去思考什么事才是真正有价值的。
Therefore, we need to consider what is the true meaning of life.
我们年轻人可以考虑专职侍奉这条路。
And the youth should consider to serve full time for the Lord.
我们再换回来雅歌第三章。
Let's turn back to Songs of Songs.
第九节这里提到
Chapter 3, verse 9.
所罗门王为自己制造一城华教。
So here it records that he has made himself a palanquin.
这是唯一的一个华教。
This is the only one palanquin.
这是所罗门王亲自做的。
King Solomon made it himself.
为了迎娶新妇而制作的。
It is to receive the bride.
啊，这个王只有一位。
And there is only one king.
啊，神是独一的。
And God is one and only.
他的心腹只有一位。
And his bride is also one only.
啊，心腹也预表教会。
And the bride prefigures the church.
那这一层的华轿也只有一层。
And there is only one palanquin.
没有第二个。
There's no other.
哦，所以所罗门王他亲自做，就只有一个。
So because King Solomon made it himself, so there's only one.
那我们从这个地方来看呢、啊，神所设立得救的教会也是一个。
So therefore, if we look at how God established His church, there's only one.
啊，为什么是唯一呢
？Why is there only one?
所罗门王做的。
Because it's made by King Solomon.
得救教会为什么是唯一呢？
Why is the Church of Salvation only one?
是神设立的。
Because it is established by God.
哦，有些时候我们会这么说。
Sometimes we may say.
啊，得救的教会有三个要件。
So there are three criteria for a Church of Salvation.
圣灵。
Holy Spirit.
真理。
The truth.
神迹。
And the miracles and wonders.
我们初级班的学生都会倒背如流。
This is what we memorize as students.
哦、我们会说你们的教会如果有这三个条件你们也是得救的教会
So we may even tell other people that if your church has these three criteria it can be a church of salvation
我们这样说有一点危险
And if we say it this way this is quite dangerous
我们是颠倒说了
this, We are saying it in a reverse way
我们把它改过来
We have changed it
我们应该这么说
We should say it this way
神设立的教会
The church that is established by God
所以有圣灵
Therefore it has the Holy Spirit
自然就有神迹
And naturally it will have miracles and wonders
也一定持守全备的真理
And definitely it will have a steadfast truth
神说只有一个
And God says there's only one、
啊、圣经从不管是从伊甸园、啊、只有一座、啊、这个方舟只有一艘等等一直想过来都是一
So even the Garden of Eden There's only one And then also the Ark There's only one、
啊、作为预表或者是象征教会的呢这么多都是呈现一
And all these prefiguration for the church There's only one、
啊、伊甸园只有一座
There's only one Garden of Eden
挪亚时代一定很多人造了很多船但是得救的只有这艘方舟
And during Noah's time There must be other people who built some sort of ship But there's only one ark
葡萄树只有一棵真葡萄树
And there's only one true vine
圣殿只有一座
There's only one holy temple
心腹只有一位
There's only one bride、
啊、一个牧者
A shepherd、
啊、和一群
And having a fold.
独立超越的锡安山只有一座。
And there's only one Mount Zion that surpass others.
所罗门王的华轿只有一层。
There's only one palanquin of King Solomon.
这些都是跟我们讲一。
It is all telling us about one.
那圣经告诉我们，我就这样相信。
So what the Bible tells us, we should believe it. So
我们不必去找了。
We need not to search anymore.
有人把这个信仰问题当成是逻辑在讲。
And some people think that the faith has to be used, they have to use logic to understand it.
你没有找遍全世界，你怎么知道只有你们真耶稣教会得救
？So they would say, you haven't gone to all over the world to search. How do you know this is the only true church?
这是在讲逻辑，不是在讲信仰。
This is about logic. It's not about faith.
信仰就是刚刚我们讲的这些。
Faith is what we have said just now.
我们相信圣经说的。
We believe in what the Bible tells us.
我们相信神所说的。
We believe what God tells us.
我们相信神所设立的。
And we believe what God has established.
所以教会就是神所生的。
And God is born by God.
啊，如同华教就是所罗门王制造的。
If the palanquin is made of from King Solomon.
所以只有一个。
Then there is only one.
你还需要去找吗？
Do you need to search?
圣经告诉你只有一个，你还需要去找吗
？The Bible already tells you there's only one. No need to find.
神设立只有一个，你还需要去乱找吗
So if God has already established it, you don't need to go outside to search anymore.
今天神说我所生的是一个孩子。
And then God says, I only begot one son.
你还需要去世界去寻找谁是神的儿子吗？
So should you go out there and find another son of God?
啊，做一个比喻好了。
So let's say a parable.
造船道。
Or analogy.
哦，外面有好几个哈，那个小孩子哈，跟你的儿子很像的，几乎一模一样的。
So,
是不是那些都是你的儿子啊？
So people may say, "Oh, preacher child, there are other people outside there that looks like your son. Are they your son?"
因为这是我生的，所以他是我的儿子。不能说那些人很像我的儿子，都是我的儿子。你不要这样污蔑我。
So if I have a son, this is my real son. But if you see some people out there that looks like my son, they are not my son. So you cannot accuse me of that.
啊，不能亵渎神啊。
And so you cannot blaspheme God.
神所生的是一个，你还说神外面还有私生子吗？
So if God has only begotten one son, are you saying there are some illegitimate son out there?
所以我们说符合三个条件是得救的教会，更好的说法是因为这是神所设立的，所以有这三个条件。
So we should say that because God has born this church, so therefore this church has all these criteria.
那将来神救恩的施行
and the implementation of the salvation later,
在末日以前
before the end of time,
就像约翰福音十章十六节所说的
just as John 10:16 has said,
耶稣说我另外还有羊。
And the Lord Jesus said, I have some other sheep out there.
我必须领他们来。
And I need to bring them back.
我们再来看一次好了。
Well, let's read this.
约翰福音十章十六节。
John chapter 10 verse 16.
约翰福音十章十六节。
10 verse 16.
我另外有羊不是这圈里的，我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个牧人了。好，请读。
And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd.
好，在目前真耶稣教会以外的，还有神要拣选的人。
So there are some other people that, that's not currently in True Jesus Church that God has selected.
所以才说另外有羊。
Therefore he said there are other sheep.
但是那些羊不是留在他们原来的地方。
But they would not stay at what their place right now.
所以主耶稣说我必须领他们来，这种绝对的说法。
So Lord Jesus said, I must bring them in.
那他一定要带被带领来到这个圈里啊，目前这个圈里就得救的教会。
So they will be brought into this fold, and this fold is the Church of Salvation.
是这些也要谦卑的听主耶稣的声音。
So they need to submit to the voice of Christ.
主耶稣的呼召带领他们要顺服，要谦卑。
So if Jesus would bring them, they need to be submissive and humble.
然后要合一。
And then they shall become one.
合成一群，就是得救的教会就是一个。
And then be united as one church because there's only one church of salvation.
归一个牧人，牧人就是主耶稣。
And there's only one shepherd, and that is Lord Jesus.
所以这个牧人他已经讲了，他只有一个得救的圈。
And this shepherd already told us that he has only one fold.
不是我们夸口。
And this is, we're not being arrogant.
我们反而要更加谦卑。
And we need to be all the more be humble.
因为我们的使命很重大。
Because we have such great mission.
那如果我们说其他地方有得救的教会，那你跟我讲，你要根据圣经讲，不能乱讲，会害死人，跌倒人。
If you actually say there's another church of salvation out there, then you better be careful. You cannot just say it casually.
所以这里合成一群归一个牧人，这已经很清楚标示出来，得救的教会就是一个。
So right here is it clearly tells us that there's only one flock, so there's only one church of salvation.
锡安山也是预表的真教会。
And the Mount Zion also prefigures the true church.
那要万民流归那个山。
And all people from all nations will come to the mountain.
因为真理从这个地方出去。
Because the truth shall come from there.
他们因着真理而来。
And people would come for the truth.
就是听到主耶稣的声音。
Because they have heard the voice of the Lord Jesus.
那今天谁要发出主的声音呢？
So who should give out the voice of the Lord Jesus?
这是我们今天得到真理的人啊。
It is we who have already received the truth.
我们已经在救恩内的人啊。
We are already in salvation.
我们要把主耶稣的声音，真理的声音，把它传出去。
So we have to spread the true sound of Lord Jesus.
因为所罗门王的华教只有 一座
So the palanquin of King Solomon, there's only one.
他迎娶一个新妇
He is only receiving one bride.
那更多更多其他的比喻跟象征都是在支持这样的说法
There's other parables that has the same meaning.
人家问你你几个儿子
So when people ask you how many sons do you have,
只有一个
you say one.
真的是要吗？我要到全世界去找，还有没有你的儿子
？So do you need to go all the way out there and say and then see if you have another son？
这是一个非常荒谬的逻辑，但是很多人信以为真。
This is a very ridiculous theory, but many people believe it.
不是很可笑吗
？Isn't it very mocking？
不要再模糊了。
Don't be foolish.
坚定的相信，一路走下去。才是达到得救的地步。
We need to be steadfast in our faith and walk onto the path of salvation.
我们的洗礼报名表。
And our form for baptism.
啊，要签名的时候都会写一条。
Then there's a note that is on the form.
你要相信真耶稣教会是唯一得救的教会。
You must believe that True Jesus Church is the only one true church that can save.
你相信你才签名。
If you believe so, then you shall sign your name.
我们才为你施洗。
Then only we can baptize you.
有人这么说。
And some people said,
把这一条删掉。
Let's take away that note.
他要报名，你就让他报名。
If they want to register, apply for it,
你不必告诉他这些。
Just let them apply, but don't need to tell them this thing, this statement.
我说有谁敢把它删掉？
So I said, who dares to take that out?
你把它删掉的时候。
If you take it out,
他会怎么办?
What would happen to the person?
他受洗以后,
if the person gets baptized,
又跑到他其他的教会, 又回到他自己的教会, 你要不要负责任? 这个罪你敢不敢承担? 你敢不敢承担? 你不敢承担, 你不能承担, 你就不要乱讲。
And if the person would go back to their own other church, and would you be able to be responsible for this?
我们写下去才是负责任。
When we write it down, we are responsible.
你不写就是不负责任。
If you don't, then you are not responsible.
或是说我们没有告诉他这个，就是我们不负责任。
So we must tell them because we have to be responsible.
你可能让他跌倒啊。
Because you may make them fall.
他不来真耶稣教会了。
If they may not come to the church anymore.
谁的责任啊？
Who is going to be responsible?
如果传道没有告诉他是传道的责任，如果执事没有告诉他，教会的职务人员没有告诉他，就是职务人员的责任。
So the ministers, the church council members, they all have to make that statement.
我们没有这样做的。
We must do it.
我们都很清楚的。
And we are very clear about it.
现在网络一直很乱。
So right now, there's a lot of things on the internet.
这个声音可能会传到很多地方。
So these sounds, a voice can spread to everywhere.
基于信仰的良心，我必须要讲。
Because of conscience sake, I must say this.
我们这样讲，我们将来才不需要负责任。
Because when we say it out loud, then we need not to be responsible.
我们现在这样说才是负责任。
So, but now we say it this way, then we are being responsible.
将来这个人如果跌倒，我们已经告诉他了。
Because if the person would have fallen, but we have already upfront telling him.
我们担当自己的软弱都不够的，我们还没有办法，我们更不能够去担当一个人跌倒的罪。
We cannot even bear our own burden. More the bearing other people falling.
我们标示清楚，我们将来不需负责任了。
So.
没有讲。将来可能要负责任。
So if you do not say it now, then you need to be responsible in the future.
所以要有智慧来判断。
So we need to have the wisdom to discern.
因为这是所罗门王他亲自做的。
Because this is made by King Solomon.
他为自己制作一层华教，就是一，不要再去怀疑。那为什么不造两个啊？ 他说是心腹只有一个。
So he only made one, and so we should not doubt why did he not make another?
啊，不是责备大家哈，是因为有一些声音我们必须要澄清。
I'm not here to rebuke everybody, but there's something that I must clarify.
不要在别人跌倒的罪上有份。
So we do not want to be to have the part of the sin that makes other people fall.
不要做瞎子去领瞎子。
And we should not be a blind leading the blind.
不要不把道理讲清楚，弄一个石头在这个瞎子的眼前面。
And we should not just say what we say and then put a stone to be an obstruction for others.
不讲清楚就是引他入教，结果后来他跌倒成为地狱之子，你说这样没有责任吗？神会追讨。
Because if you don't say it out loud now up front, then you may have made other people become son of hell. Are you going to be responsible?
我们讲清楚就不需要这样了。
But if we clarify it now, then it need not happen.
我们在后面看雅歌第三章。
Let's return to Song of Songs, chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10.
教柱是用银做的。
The pillars are made of silver.
它从外围的勇士到这个主要的架构，进到了这个教的里面来讲。
So from the surrounding of the palanquin with the valiant warrior, now that it's entering into the inside.
那这个教柱是用银做的，这个可以给我们得什么教训呢？
So the pillars made of silver, what teaching does it give us?
在出埃及记的三十章那里特别有提到。
So in Exodus chapter 30, it has recorded,
他说每一个以色列百姓的这个男子，
All the males of the Israelites,
他们一生都要奉献半色科的，在这个十五节，三十章十五节。
Exodus chapter 30 verse 15.
赎生命的价银。
They have to give out half a shekel, and that is a ransom for atonement.
就是说出生每一个人都是要归属神的。
So that means to say everyone after they are born, they belong to God.
但是他们没有办法，所有的人都来归属神，来专，等于是专职来侍奉，变成拿细耳人，所以要用半色克勒的银子把自己赎出来。
So, but not everyone can become a Nazarite since their birth, so they must use half a shekel to redeem themselves.
那这个银子就代表了赎罪的意思。
So the silver here, or the silver here represents redemption of sin.
圣经所说的银子大概都是这个意思。
So most of the time when the Bible refers to silver, that's the normally the meaning of it.
在撒迦利亚书的十一章哈。
And also in Zechariah 11.
十一章的十二节到十三节。
Chapter 11 of Zechariah, verse 12 to 13.
就是这个先知他扮演这个牧者的角色。
And the prophet is acting as a shepherd.
就预表主耶稣基督。
Prefiguring Lord Jesus.
被卖三十块钱。
That he would be sold for 30 pieces of silver.
那后来主耶稣就照这样的预言来应验了。
And then this prophecy was fulfilled.
好，所以现在来讲，教柱是用银做的。
So the church is being made of silver.
也就是说，这个华教能够撑起来，能够建起来。
The palanquin is made of silver.
这个教会能够建立起来。
So the church will be lifted up.
因为主耶稣被卖三十块钱。
Because the Lord Jesus has been sold for 30 pieces of silver.
用他的生命把我们赎出来。
And by his own life, he has redeemed our lives.
所以这是靠着主耶稣的救恩来建立这个教会。
So the church is established because of the Lord's salvation.
那教会是教会是建立在这个真理。
And the church is founded upon the truth.
建立在真理的基础上。
The church is founded upon the truth.
那教会也要成为真理的柱石。
And the church shall become the pillar of the truth.
啊，那这样才是完成一个教助的这个作用。
Then therefore it will complete the function of the pillar.
那所以我们要高举主耶稣的救恩。
And we must uplift the salvation of the Lord.
我们要有像保罗这种精神。
We need to have the spirit as Paul.
啊，保罗对哥林多教会的信徒这么说。
And Paul has once told the believers in Corinth.
我在你们那里的时候，我不知道什么。
When I was there, I do not know a thing.
我只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
But I know of Lord Jesus and that he has been crucified on the cross.
我们所有讲道人也应该要特别着重这个话题。
So all the speakers of any sermon should focus on this topic.
保罗说我不讲其他的。
Paul said that I would not say any other.
他的学问很大。
He has a high education.
博览群集啊，这个可以说是知识渊博，他要信手拈来讲一大堆了，有的没的，他很能讲。但是他说我不讲这些，我只知道耶稣基督以及他钉十字架，这是他福音的核心的道理。
Even though he is highly educated, he can talk about anything, but he said that he would only talk about Lord Jesus.
就是不断的要高举主耶稣的救恩。
He would uplift the salvation of the Lord.
啊，我们每一次的讲道领会啊，应该尽量都能够讲这个有关于这个话题。
So every time when we sermonize, we should always include these topics in the sermon.
啊，都能够让人很清楚的去认识到十字架的道理。
So that everyone would be clear about the teachings of the cross.
那这样我们的讲道就变成很有价值。
Then our sermon would be very valuable.
啊，所以用银做的就是把它撑起来。
So the silver is to lift it up.
好，我们在底下再看。
Let's continue.
啊，脚底是用金做的。
Its support is of gold.
啊，脚踏的地方。
It's where your foot would step on.
啊，是金做的。
It is made of gold.
这样才能够经得起践踏。
Because then they can endure people stepping.
因为坐下去的时候，这个脚要踏在这个底。
Because when one sit on it, then it needs the support.
哎，就是一种考验呐，这是一种试炼呐。
It is a type of trial and test.
那这个就是信心的意思。
And this means our faith.
啊，彼得前书第一章。第七节这么说。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 7 says,
说我们的信心被试验就比金子更可贵。
That when our faith is being tested by fire, it's more precious than gold.
啊，的确，主耶稣会借着很多的苦难来操练我们。
Definitely, Jesus would have a lot of tests for us.
但是我们的信心经得火炼。
But our faith should be able to go through the fire.
那就有荣耀了。
Then we shall have glory.
啊，你看，教柱是银做的。
So the palanquin is made of silver.
教底是用金做的。
And the setting is by gold.
金跟银那个光泽很明显，就是荣耀。这个教柱是有荣耀的。
So silver and gold, they have a very brilliant light, so that means glory of the church.
那信心要经过考验才有荣耀。
So our faith needs to go through the test in order to obtain glory.
好，我们再看座垫是紫色的。
And then we shall continue with the palanquin, the seat.
就是给王跟这个王后坐的。
The seat is for the king and queen.
它是紫色。
It is of purple.
这个中国的王者之色是黄的颜色。
In China, the emperor has the royal color of gold.
那以色列人他们的王者之色是紫色。
So for the Israel, nation, the king, the royal color is purple.
所以紫色才能够搭配这个王。
Because only the purple color can match the king.
其他的颜色就不搭了。
So the other colors will not match him.
所以他预备的那个座位是给王坐的。
So the seat is prepared for the king.
啊，要让这个王有尊荣。
So that the king shall have honor.
那这个意思是什么呢？
What is the meaning of this?
今天在教会里面，我们要有一个紫色的坐垫给主耶稣坐。
So in our church, we also need a purple seat for the Lord Jesus.
我们看哥罗西书第一章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书一章，我们看十八节。
Chapter 1, verse 18.
请读。
Chapter 1, verse 18. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have preeminence.
好，这里提到说主耶稣是教会全体之首。
So here it mentions that the Lord is the head of the body.
他从死里复活，所以在凡事上是居首位。
And he is the firstborn from the dead.
好。有时候我们在开会的时候
，Sometimes when we're in a meeting，
我在教会里面会发生一些事情。
And even in the church meeting, there's something that may happen。
有一些人在讲话。
Some people when they talk。
有时候我们会跟那个小孩子说：“你讲这个什么话？好像大人都不在家。
”So sometimes we may tell the kid, "Hey, what you're saying? You don't know what you're talking about."
有时候我们在教会会这样哦。
So sometimes we act that way。
目中无人，好像主耶稣不在这里。
That we are so arrogant that even Lord Jesus is not here.
我们聚会的时候
When we are attending services.
开会的时候
In the meetings.
做圣工的时候
Doing holy work.
我们都要想象有一个位置是主耶稣坐的
We need to always have the space for the Lord to be seated.
他是教会的元首
He is the head of the church.
所以在聚会的时候我们不应该玩游戏啊，有一些人手机拿着，好像在看圣经，结果一滑就滑去玩游戏了。
So, for example, attending services, that some people are using their phone to look at the Bible, then later on they switch to some games.
好像耶稣不在啊。
It's as if Jesus is not here.
或者是有在，但不尊重他。
Or maybe you think he's here, but you don't even respect him.
我们这样去想的时候，我们真的崇拜不是开玩笑。
So if we think of that way, you know, the worshiping is not something casual.
我们是不是随时随地都有感觉到主耶稣就是坐在那里？
Do we always are sensitive that Jesus is right there?
是教会中最重要的位置给他坐了。
We need to have the most important seat for him to be in.
是有一个首席的位置让他坐了。
That he has the highest place in church.
这样我们的聚会就会不一样。
Then our service will not be the same.
这样我们侍奉也会不一样。
And then our worship will not be the same.
因为我们真的有一个王位在让主耶稣坐着。
Because we have the king's throne within the church.
我们在最后再讲一点。
Lastly, one more point.
那这些讲起来都是一些物质的东西嘛。
So it seems like all these things are just material things.
如果以这个华轿来看
，If we look at this palanquin，
还有一个其中所铺的乃耶路撒冷众女子的爱墙。
There's one more thing that is the interior paved with love by the daughters of Jerusalem.
就说这个教会里面最重要的是什么？很重要的是什么
？What is the most important thing within the church？
爱
，love。
如果没有爱，这些物质的东西都只是装饰。
So if there is no love, all these material things is just for decoration。
让这个爱让整个都不一样。
But love will change everything。
耶路撒冷的众女子就是所有的信徒。
The daughters of Jerusalem represents all believers.
每个信徒来都奉献爱在这个地方。
And all believers and members would give out their love.
让这个教会就变成有生命，有气息。
So that it will give breath and life to the church.
好，我们就先讲到这里。
So that's how we will end here. Let's pray in silence.